STHS shares essential summer food safety tips. Mega Doctor News. While summer brings plenty of opportunities for outdoor meals and celebrations, higher temperatures can also promote the growth of harmful bacteria, increasing the risk of foodborne illness. An estimated 48 million Americans become ill from foodborne illnesses each year, resulting in approximately 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than one-third of these cases occur between June and August, when warmer temperatures create ideal conditions for harmful bacteria to grow. Although foodborne illness can affect anyone, young children, older adults, pregnant women and individuals with weakened immune systems face the highest risk of serious complications. Foodborne illnesses can be particularly dangerous for young children and older adults because their immune systems may not be able to fight off infections as effectively, said Santos Cantu Jr., MD, a pediatric and emergency medicine physician and medical director of the South Texas Health System Children's Emergency Department. What may cause mild symptoms in a healthy adult can lead to serious complications, hospitalization, or even life-threatening illness in more vulnerable individuals. That's why practicing proper food safety is especially important during the summer months, when warm temperatures can allow harmful bacteria to grow more quickly. During the summer months, food can become unsafe in a matter of hours. Increased heat and humidity create ideal conditions for harmful bacteria to multiply rapidly, raising the risk of contamination and foodborne illness. Fortunately, a few simple food safety precautions can help reduce that risk and keep summer meals safe, healthy, and enjoyable. To help families protect themselves during backyard barbecues, picnics, and other seasonal gatherings, STHS recommends the following food safety tips. Practice proper hand hygiene. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before, during, and after preparing food. Prevent cross-contamination. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods. Use separate cutting boards, utensils, and plates for each protein type to avoid spreading harmful bacteria. Cook foods thoroughly. Use a food thermometer to ensure foods are cooked to safe internal temperatures and harmful bacteria are destroyed. Keep foods at safe temperatures. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Refrigerate perishable foods within 2 hours of serving or within 1 hour when outdoor temperatures exceed 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Thaw foods safely. Thaw frozen foods in the refrigerator, under cold running water, or in the microwave. Never thaw food on the countertop. Marinate in the refrigerator. Always marinate foods in the refrigerator, not at room temperature. Wash fresh produce. Rinse fruits and vegetables thoroughly under running water before eating, cutting, or cooking them. Avoid raw or undercooked foods. Do not consume raw or undercooked meat, poultry, seafood, or eggs, which may contain harmful bacteria. Pack coolers properly. When traveling or enjoying outdoor activities, keep coolers stocked with plenty of ice or frozen gel packs and minimize how often they are opened. When in doubt, throw it out. If you're unsure whether food has been left out too long or stored safely, it's best to discard it rather than risk illness. Following these simple food safety practices can help reduce the risk of foodborne illness and keep summer gatherings safe and enjoyable. By taking a few preventive steps, families can spend less time worrying about food safety and more time making lasting summer memories. If you or loved one develops symptoms of a foodborne illness, such as severe vomiting, persistent diarrhea, a high fever, or signs of dehydration, seek medical attention promptly, especially if symptoms are severe or do not improve. Early diagnosis and treatment can help prevent serious complications and support a faster recovery. The STHS Trauma and Critical Care Institute offers the Rio Grande Valley's largest integrated network of emergency care, with 11 emergency rooms across the region, including 7 freestanding emergency departments. Whether facing a foodborne illness or another medical emergency, expert care is available close to home. To find the emergency room nearest you, visit www.southtexashealthsystem.com/r-facilities.